Hi guys, it's Nyaneko. Hope you guys are doing okay. If you're winding down for the evening, hope this helps you sleep a bit. If you are waking up, I apologize in advance because I'm in a weird emotional state right now. I just finished recording an audio for PTA, Pillow Talk Audio. Heavier topic this time, but it was the one I was talking about in my second podcast. The one where I talked about my childhood friend. I had mentioned not wanting to get back into that headspace, and I did it anyways. You can probably tell from my voice that I am still in that a little bit. It's been interesting listening to myself and listening to my voice go through emotion. I'm really not that great of an actor. Yeah, it's been interesting. I did record another one before I recorded that audio. I actually rambled, and got myself in the mood to record that one, by talking about my grandparents and, my experiences with death growing up. I will probably post that just 'cause nothing is off the table with these. This will probably be a bonus clip or something. I'll probably post both these. I just wanted to continue recording and, record myself getting out of that headspace. It's a lot to think about, but I think it's essential to storytelling that you do understand human emotion. 'Cause everyone goes through grief or self-doubt. The ultimate question of, am I enough? And who am I trying to please when I ask that? Deep shit tonight, right? I'm sorry. Just like, what am I gonna do to get out of this? Okay, I'm gonna confess something. My guilty pleasure is K-pop. It is something I got into in high school, and then didn't follow for a number of years. Just got back into K-pop just because it's so K-pop and boy band and uplifting beats and just harmony sometimes, but it's really strange to think about, because some of these performers are like barely 19. Anyways. Yeah. I guess the only other confessions that I would make to other people would be GWA, and writing fan fiction. Yeah, you guys know a bit more about me than other people do. Sorry, excuse the sniffles. I was talking with a friend recently who, I haven't known for that long, but we got on the topic of what our first impressions of each other were, and me being me and being overcritical of myself, I always thought that I was, too quiet and perhaps too vulnerable as far as being like street smart, but he saw it as just me being really, really quiet and really, really observant, which I mean, in some sense I guess I am, but there are definitely times where I don't pay attention to what's around me. I think I may have gotten that from my mom, because I'm afraid to walk down the street with her, because she'll walk into strollers that are, yeah, she'll walk into strollers and perhaps other people, because she's trying to have a conversation with me while I'm walking next to her. Yeah, but I mean, it's... yeah, something that can be learned for sure. Okay, I'm gonna call it a night. It is midnight. Again, I apologize for all the darker things tonight. Yeah. Have a good night, guys. Thanks for listening.